You're listening to Comedy Central.
In order for you to appreciate the next few episodes of the Roast Battle podcast, we're going to have to give you some background information. We're going to play an old interview with Eli Sayers that was taken the day after he battled our co-host, Pat Barker. What you guys at home listening on the podcast need to understand, this was supposed to be one of our greatest battles, not only on television, but in the history of the sport. Pat Barker is an absolute juggernaut. Eli Sayers may be the greatest ambassador of the sport. Eli does all of his battling on the East Coast. Pat does all of his battling on the West Coast. And rarely do the two coasts ever meet. A comedian and roast battler by the name of Alex Hooper was a former West Coast champion. Alex Hooper upset Pat Barker by dressing like a fucktard, completely throwing Pat Barker off his game. Then Hooper went to the East Coast and lost the belt. Eli Sayers then obtained the belt. Eli Sayers, late last year, early this year, came to the belly room and kicked the shit out of Keith Carey. On his home turf, might I add. I personally never seen anything like it. Immediately in my mind, I knew that Eli Sayers is one of the greatest things to ever happen to the sport. Fast forward to present day, Eli Sayers gets his shot to go on national television and beat Pat Barker. Eli then takes a bizarre turn, focusing on Pat Barker's wife's miscarriage. Needless to say, it was an uncomfortable experience for many members of the studio audience. Who gives a shit, right? If people are too sensitive, right? Like, who cares? As it pertains to the sport, Pat Barker just defeated one of the greatest contributing members. Well, one group of people do care. That's the producers of Comedy Central. Pat Barker does some emotional shit by bringing his kid on the stage right after he won. He was kissing his boy. His hands was in the air. He was drinking champagne. And then all of a sudden, the producers of Comedy Central ran up to him and told him, "Hey, look, we're not going to air that battle on this network. We're going to put you on the digital network. We're going to replace your battle with Robin Tran versus Alex Duong." Who knows if it's because of the miscarriage jokes? Maybe it was just because Alex versus Robin was so amazing. We really don't know. All we know is that that glorious moment was stolen from Pat because now you have to Google his little weak battle as opposed to experiencing it live on TV last year. This next episode will test your comedy limits as we debate if the strategy was good, bad, genius, or evil. And in addition to Eli's interview, we also have Pat Barker versus Connor McSpadden, where Connor chooses to focus solely on Pat's wife's miscarriage, providing a proper contrast to his Eli match. And if you want to see Eli versus Pat Barker, please go on Comedy Central's YouTube page and see Eli versus Pat Barker, and you can see for yourself. Please enjoy this episode.
And we're back with Eli Sayers talking about his battle with Pat Barker. Post-battle chat here in the Roast Battle podcast on Comedy Central. Eli, how do you feel about your battle?
What's up? You know, it was interesting. I have no regrets. I'll say that.
Why was it interesting? Why would you regret anything?
You know, I clearly had a theme.
Which was?
I don't feel comfortable talking about something like that.
Since when?
100% feel comfortable during your battle, Eli.
Come on, I thought this was going to be tasteful.
Now you got to keep that same energy, baby. Come on.
You're right. This is a family show, and you really destroyed every family last night.
No, it was fun.
For who?
For
I had a blast.
The DJ was dying.
I had fun.
There's a good time.
The DJ was dying.
I went into it. It's clear. Jeselnik was right. I made a choice.
No, you definitely did.
I made a
strategy.
Yeah. But it wasn't. I go back and forth even now on whether I regret it, whether it was a bad strategy or not. Because I went into it, and this is true, no disrespect. I went into this kind of assuming I was going to lose. And I was fine with that. And I was like, I had some jokes that were safer. And I was like, but this ain't me. Like, these ain't me. If I'm going to lose, or even if I win with these, like, this is a chance when people, like, it's a wide berth. It will reach a wider amount of people. I want to find people who would like me. So I want me
to... You found some fans last night, I'll tell you
that. I think I did.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The way I feel is, like, you know, I've had battles where I just, like, wall-to-wall do great, clearly win, and everyone likes me, and everyone on the way out says great job. That wasn't last night, but I had some people who fucking loved me.
I mean, loved you. Yeah.
I had some people who will maybe be fans for life now and will look into me. So I don't, in that sense, I don't.
Are you starting a cult?
I don't have regrets. I'd like to, yeah. I just want to kill a bunch of people.
I mean, was the theme of your battle, actually. Yeah. It wasn't a bunch of people, but it was definitely.
Comedy Central is dialing 911.
I don't. Because we had you on the podcast, you came out to LA and you battled Keith Carey.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's on one of these episodes. And I always felt like that's really not you. You're not that Zach Amico. You're not that dark version. I always thought that you were a little bit more relatable in your choices. So you're saying that you're darker than what you show?
Well,
he's versatile, I feel like.
Thank you. I think I agree with that. When I came out against Keith, I was like, I'm going to play their game. And that's a good thing. I love y'all's game.
Okay.
But I did make a choice.
How would you describe our game?
Not just miscarriage joke after miscarriage joke.
Oh, so would you say that is dark?
No themes.
Isn't it fair to say the dark stuff plays a little better where I'm from?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. And I think, yeah, without a doubt.
I think we relate, because, you know, as comics, with the exception of Coach, we relate to the dark stuff, right?
Exactly. But the crowd maybe not so much.
They like something a little more bright and airy, I hear that.
Yeah. So you're saying that the New York room is darker than the LA room?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah, it's a hood room.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
He just told you that.
I was trying to make a joke. I'm sorry.
What kind of hood, though?
That was shitty.
I almost feel like sometimes, and this is no disrespect, but I feel like the New Yorkers sometimes work their way backwards from a punchline, starting with, what's a fucked up tragic event that I can write a joke about? So if I'm battling Coach T, instead of like looking at, oh, here's all the stuff I know about Coach, what can I make fun of? It's like, how can I talk about 9/11 and incorporate Coach into that somehow? They work backwards like that, you know?
So you guys are just trying to hurt the person.
No, not hurt, because I assume we're all just, I don't feel a damn thing up there. I don't know about that. I've never felt like, I've been called too much shit my whole life. Like it's like our superpower as roast battlers. We don't get fazed by that shit.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't.
Some would call it a disorder, but
I'm just kind of autistic, I guess. But
who isn't at this point?
I know, right? I think New York likes it a little bit darker, and I don't even in my New York battles, I'm not always like 100% dark or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, because I think I've seen every one of your battles, and you're versatile.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah. This time around, I came out and I wrote a bunch. I found the jokes that I liked the most, and they just all happened to be dark.
Oh.
This time around, they just all were the dark ones. I was like, these are my funniest jokes. And right now, I still stand by them. I think they were good jokes.
Yeah, I don't think you should turn away from them.
Yeah,
I had a decision.
I thought about it. I'm like, I even had an emergency glass set ready to go.
Well, let's hear it.
In the moment.
Save that.
But I thought about changing course, and I was just like, I guess the punk rock fan in me was like, why? Why would I?
Fire Squad, I got a really big, big, big match coming up. Let's just dive into it. Let's bring up the kid first, man. He's been voted the most handsome comic under 25 in Ventura County. You can see him this Sunday on Comedy Central on Rose Battle 2. The Regionals Los Angeles, Connor McSpadden. You're battling fucking fat fucking kid.
Pat Barker.
I know. I was doing that. That was comedic effect. Anyway, why are you battling Pat?
You know, Pat's a great writer. He's actually writing full time. He quit stand up before his knees could do it for him.
Damn. I was clean, too. Jeez. All right. He was a writer on that Bill Simmons show on HBO that none of you watch. He's got a baby coming up soon, shortly, you can catch in the fall. Pat Barker. Pat, why Connor?
Connor's a fun person to roast. He was molested as a kid. He let a girl fuck him with a strap on. His dad is in a Kiss tribute band.
What?
Yeah, and he used to be a hip-hop producer. And who doesn't want to battle against assistant Coach T?
Wow, I didn't know all that.
By the way, check out my dad's band Room Service at the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet this weekend. Rocking the fucking house, 3 1-hour sets. Get some.
I've seen them.
Aren't you in the army? Fuck. Anyway, it's three rounds. First round's tit for tat. Who wants it first?
I'll go first.
Woo!
Whoa!
Pat went first.
Snuck in there.
For the record, that's the fastest thing Pat's ever done. Let's get to it. Connor, Pat, let's roast!
Connor looks like the worst player in the WNBA.
Pat, Pat's wife had a miscarriage. When the baby died, he bought a small tombstone for it and a large tombstone with pepperoni for himself.
Thank you, every bad guy in every Mighty Ducks movie. Connor's dad isn't the only one in a tribute band. You may know Connor as the lead singer of Twink 182.
You know, Pat's wife is a lot like Kiss. No one likes her when she takes the makeup off. Excuse me. I was going to do another one. Whatever. Fucking Pat Duggan.
Yeah, okay. In all seriousness, Connor asked me before the battle to not identify his molester here tonight. And I won't. I won't. That secret is just like your career. It will never leave this room.
Pat's from Pennsylvania. Check out his new show, I'll Never Have a Sunny in Philadelphia.
All right, listen, for the record, she's pregnant again, huh?
For now, all right? Wait this one out, taking bets outside after the show.
I'm saving all the ultrasound pictures just in case.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, by the way, you're sweating like your wife during an ultrasound right now.
All right, break it up. Holy, this is great. Yeah.
I mean, wow, guys. I mean, give it up for these guys again. I mean, these are two of the best.
Two of the best.
Definitely two of the top ranked. This is so fucking awesome. Great round from both of you. Amazing stuff. But, Pat, just like your first child, I think you lost that one.
Well done.
Connor's firing off. He's going miscarriage double time from the get, and that's what Roast Battle's all about, is us all being able to laugh about some diabolically crazy shit and get to see Pat laugh about it, too. But Connor wins round one to me.
All right. Connor's up one. Mike Lawrence.
That was fucking great, man. That was really fucking... The hope for me with this show is that some of the undercards are shitty. We get all our great jokes out then and then just get to fucking enjoy a great main event as fans. So
I'm glad.
I want to thank all the shitty undercards. Thank you. And you guys are just fucking great. So I'm excited for the next round. But I would say Connor just had more consistency in that.
All right. 2-0 Connor. What do you think so far, Jeff?
You know, great counterpunching there, Pat Barker. You had, you know, some of your jokes might not have hit as hard that first round, but your counterpunches are what kept you in it really solid. And I thought Connor had some killer, hilarious shit. You're so fucking cocky and cool. It's so fun to watch. I don't know what the fuck's in that pocket, but it's working for you, man.
Things his molester said.
I think Connor got...
That's nice.
He went out to kiss Boon Shakalaka again. Must recharge. Remind myself why I do this.
I think Connor got that first round. So, Pat, come on back, brother. We need you to come back for a good battle right now.
Malicious, what do you think?
No, I'm going Connor as well, man. That shit was fucking... I mean, both these guys were just fucking amazing. I second Mike. We have nothing funny to say anymore.
Okay. All right, cool. So Connor wins the first round. Noise! And enough.
There is one other thing that fucked you up a little bit, I feel like, and we got to talk about it, which was my entrance. The fact that I brought my son out there,
yeah.
Which, like, if I had known you were going to do all miscarriage jokes, I would have advised you not.
I would have brought another kid out.
Right. So a little behind the scenes, we were trying to keep it a secret from Eli because he's such a great writer that I was worried that if he found out at 3 o'clock, he would write the best joke about it by the time we took the stage that would look like he just came up with it off the top of his head and cut my legs out from underneath me immediately. So we were trying to keep it a secret, and literally at 3:15, a stagehand just walks up to the both of us and he goes, "So I hear you're going to have a baby on stage tonight." And I came clean. I told him the whole deal. And I think that somehow got in your head even more. Did it?
Maybe. I knew, again, not to keep saying I was resigned to losing, but I even more thought like, oh, well, of course he's going to they're going to love him. You know what I
right.
mean? Even more in my head, I was kind of like, okay, well, even more, I was kind of probably like, okay, so why not just do the jokes I love?
How come you didn't try to be creative with his props?
What did I do? I said it's an adorable Amber Alert. I don't know. It got a little bit of a laugh.
Oh, I didn't even remember you saying that. I blacked out during the battle.
The music was calling down. I wanted to say it before like someone else could say something. And I heard laughter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't want to wait too late to where I couldn't say it. So I did. But.
Okay. And you, I mean,
also, I'm not going to look good just insulting his baby. Like, that's not a way to get the crowd on my side.
Yeah, he's cute.
But dead baby, fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, insult the less genetically fit one.
The one
that's
not here to defend itself, right.
And it wasn't done as strategy. It really, really wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Another behind-the-scenes thing. I was actually encouraged by somebody with Comedy Central to do the battle while wearing my son in a baby Bjorn.
Which I thought was a terrible idea.
Absolutely.
I agreed. That's why we didn't do it. So this was like a little bit of a compromise.
I don't think so. I don't think it got in my head, but it did make me think more like, this is Pat's moment. Like, I think it did something like that.
You should have brought your dad out.
I should have brought my dad out? Yeah. That would have been hilarious, dude. That'd be so funny. I think I was going for, like, when Mike Lawrence did all fat jokes on Ralphie May. And the crowd, it was in so hard.
You could do
that
fat,
the crowd
though.
Just did it. And I kind of was like, okay, I'll just do that with miscarriages.
It wasn't all fat jokes.
You could do that.
Divorce jokes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But even that, it was.
They all
that,
involved him being
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, even that was like the hardest thing about it was taking the ring off your finger.
Oh.
Like, yeah. So I kind of
that
hoped.
Boy, nice.
I
hoped,
so nice.
And who knows, if we're in Montreal, I have no idea what it is. I kind of hoped, probably unreasonably, that like it would just be a thing where it was so hard. That people, I feel like if you just do it a little bit, it'd be like kind of like weird or whatever. But I was hoping that just so hard would make people just like give up, kind of just abandon all morals and be like, ah, that's a good fucking joke.
You can't do that with miscarriage though.
I don't think you can.
I don't know.
I'll make the argument you can't do that with miscarriage. Ain't there's never gonna be a room full of people that's just cool with miscarriage.
The argument that he's making is compelling, and I haven't gone back and watched the battle, and I kind of black out when I'm in the moment, so I don't remember.
Yeah, same.
But the fact that the two jokes that didn't work were not miscarriage jokes maybe does support the theory.
Nah. You can't do that. You can't do that with death. That shit hurts people because the idea that it just brings people to a place that they don't feel cool with.
That's not true.
Unless you twist it like me and us.
To his credit, what he's talking about, those fat jokes were about Ralphie May dying.
Yeah, it was a fat slash.
But he was alive at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's a good point.
We knew it was coming.
He didn't battle dead Ralphie May.
The only reason why I say that, because I remember when people just stay on Doug Fager's dead brother too much.
Yeah.
And that shit don't work. Like, that's death, man. People not cool with death like that. You got to really be at a place to be cool with death. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if you do have a miscarriage. Fat, we could be fat all day. But that's my argument. I hear you.
Yeah.
And I was wiggling
across the bear.
I was wiggling the needles because it was so funny. Like, I was fucking up because I was like,
well,
this motherfucker is
laugh?
Really. My God, I was dying.
Well,
like,
I'm happy. I thought you said you didn't hear the jokes.
Hey, coach.
No, I was dying. But I don't really, like, remember this shit like
no,
that.
No, you don't in the moment remember.
Yeah, I don't
yeah it's
like,
impossible.
It's not like a conversation. It's not
yeah,
like, a,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a basketball game. Like, oh, it was a hot dunk, but I didn't realize that he did all of that.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
one
yeah,
of those
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, wow, he's really doing this. Keep going. That's ballsy. I respect you for that. And that's the most likable you've ever been with that shirt on.
Oh,
without a doubt.
Number one dad. Because usually he's up there looking like a maniac.
I don't know.
Living out his rap battle fantasy.
The blues are like brown as his blue eyes, and he looked good.
So, Pat, you lost the first round to Connor. That's Connor. Do you want to go first or defer?
I'll defer.
All right. This next one's a little bit different, second round. They both get 30 seconds apiece. Let's spit as many jokes as possible. Need a lot of time. Connor, you're up. You ready?
Yep.
Let's roast!
Pat told me that he plays softball and he hates musical comedy, so in honor of that, I prepared a little song. Take Pat out of the ball game. Pat is breathing too loud. hide all the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. He'll choke to death if he sleeps on his back. His dick shoots, shoots only blanks, and they think they'll create a life. But then one dead baby falls out of his dumb fat wife. Oh, that baby is out of here. Going, going, gone to purgatory.
Bars.
Was that was it?
Yep.
Oh, fan.
Is that on iTunes?
Fantastic. You know, Connor's making a lot of fat jokes, but I can understand a guy who got fucked with a strap on being concerned with girth. Connor is a great writer, but he looks like his best work is forging his mom's name on permission slips. Connor's girlfriend is a much more successful comedian than him, but don't worry. If that strap-on story proves anything, it's that he has no problem opening for women.
Round two, vicious and musical.
Yeah, that song was fucking awesome, dude. I think I think if you and your wife catch a break next time, you should name it Connor.
Catch a break. She's pregnant. She's having a baby.
Well, that's what they thought last time.
Who really knows until the
kid pops out? Hey, and I lived, too, so that's...
Man, is your wife watching this at home right now?
She was.
She was.
Hey, well, guys, well, she's watching on Periscope, and sailors are watching her on their Periscopes.
Stick to singing.
Stick to singing. Oh, man, this show is going on long. Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, I love the fucking boldness of the song. That was fucking strong. There definitely has to be a third round. I will say, I think once you do the song, that's the series finale on your wife can't have kids jokes anymore.
Yeah.
So if the third round is just that, ugh.
I got bad news for you.
That's what the doctor said.
It is.
Can we all agree that this character is funnier than regular Mike Lawrence?
Can we all agree there's no such thing as regular Mike Lawrence?
This is my favorite superhero, Lipithor.
You should be Neil Patrick embarrassed about that.
Okay, well, you look like you roofie girls and make them watch Dune.
Damn. Ouch.
I like...
Oh, you the champ, huh? Yeah.
I like that you became me in that joke by avoiding all eye contact.
No, my hands were perfectly fine. I wasn't anything like him. Inside
okay.
My Lawrence joke.
I won.
Yeah.
Pat.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Was that just one vote so far?
Yes.
Fuck. All
right. No, I went with Connor.
You went with Connor? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Tony, Jeff, anybody?
You know, I mean, that takes huge balls to come out and commit to a song for round two in this type of format. You know, I think it's something that everybody thinks about, and on this level, I definitely wasn't expecting that, and I think it was, for what that was, that could have gone so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And it increasingly got good, and the more attention that people paid, I think the funnier they thought it was. But with that said, Pat, I do think that just a little bit you edged it out joke-wise in that one, just a touch. So let's go to round three for
agree.
Sure.
Agree. Connor, I thought the song was super
super ballsy. It's not your normal thing to commit like that.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm trying to switch it
up. That was really good. But I think in the end, Pat miscarried that round.
How's that not been done yet? That's amazing.
Wait, so that means Connor won, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Unlike any of his kids, it looks like this battle's going to the third trimester.
Hey!
She has to have the baby despite all these motherfuckers.
And then it turns out the baby's retarded.
Jesus.
Don't clap it. Don't you clap at that. Why are you...
So he can have a friend.
You're not retarded. I mean,
Pat, you're handling this very well, I might say.
It's fucking hilarious.
All right. You win that round.
just remember,
like it's a consolation.
Just remember, Pat, in a few months you're going to be in that hospital, your wife's going to be on the table, and you're going to see, you know, a tiny hand pop out of her, and that guy from earlier is going to climb all the way out of her.
It all came around in a full circle. He couldn't draw.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We have another round to go to, guys. We're tied up.
What else, man? What else was going on? Anything else that was kind of interesting throughout the whole process? Was that your first time Rose Battle on TV?
No, I battled on the regional Scott Chaplin. That was fun. Yeah.
Which you lost before that battle, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, you beat him twice.
Yeah.
Nice. About that.
I did go into it with the veteran mentality. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know. But I did feel like I've won in L.A. I've won on TV. I've defended the title like 8 times. Fucking
yeah, but this is the big show.
No, I know. I did not take it lightly. I was not like, I don't give a shit or anything like that. But I all that did go into my decision to do the jokes I wanted to do rather than the jokes that I knew like would give me a better chance to win, I guess.
Totally.
Which is, I still think it's maybe...
It's like WrestleMania. You're just like, I have nothing to prove. I'm in WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? The only thing I worry about is, I guess, how Comedy Central, if you're listening, if it's edited, like if they don't like the miscarriage jokes... Which
I'll be honest with you, I don't think that's it because they vetted everybody's jokes. If they didn't like them, they wouldn't let you do them.
Yeah. And if they did, though, like then that would mean taking out those miscarriage jokes and leaving the two bad ones so that Pat saying 2 bombs in a row makes sense. And if you edit it like that, it does look bad.
If they edit out the miscarriage jokes, that's a 30-second battle. They can't even air it. What the fuck are we talking about?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it as is. I'm very proud. I'm like, yeah, I love those jokes.
Did I even air in your battle? What are you talking about?
I know.
Okay.
Not now.
So
we're digital now.
Are you concerned just for like, okay, that was a moment, right? Where you were Comedy Central exec, she was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Did you think about like something that you could have did for your career sake, or were you just like, I just want to be Eli in this person in this moment? You didn't think about making any compromises for the sake of your career?
No, I was pretty, I just was kind of punk rock about it.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I mean, they like me or they don't. Like, I don't want a comedy job where I'm watered down anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's no part of you that's like, I could be punk rock, but I could pay bills as well?
Oh, pop punk, you mean?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, first of all, he got paid for his
profitable punk.
Yeah, I'll get paid.
The reason why I say that, because if you would have did what you did with the Keith Carey battle,
yeah.
You might would have murdered. And if you would have murdered, somebody might would have
fought. Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? And they would have been like, hey, we got to get Eli again. Help Eli help us on this, and we you're so good to work with.
I don't know. I knew that there was a chance. I still think that there was a chance I could have murdered with that. But I also knew it was a gamble. I knew it was going to be like one or the other, you know what I mean? I was like, you're right. I could have played it safer, but I don't know.
You know?
I didn't think there was, like, it was very hard for me when I looked at the jokes I had to be like,
No, it's just funny.
Like, this less joke, like, put this less funny joke in over this funny joke.
I got you.
Or something like that.
So, I will say your story is, when it was all said and done, your hottest jokes was about his dead baby.
Yeah.
There you go. You did your thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You did your thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't get mad at that.
I don't know if I regret it. Probably not. It's like, whatever. I at least understand why me 2 days ago had that mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. That makes sense to you. You can't go out there and put out less shit than you're not serving comedy.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pat, Eli, final thoughts? Are we going to see a rematch in New York?
I'm ready when he's ready.
Yeah, we'll see. I think he deserves everything. If he deserves a shot at literally everything, I just can't
No, right.
I can't, listen,
be on your home turf.
You take your time. I want you to get your head straight.
Yeah, yeah. I just need a minute. Wait, what? Fuck me up?
This whole experience.
He said he fucked you up.
No. The last two weeks.
But can't argue with.
He said he fucked you up.
Can't argue with the facts.
I don't feel fucked up. No.
Where's my bet?
I'll stand by every one of those jokes.
Stand by it at the stand, and the new stand opens up. I want to see a rematch for the belt for the strap.
Dog, I hear you.
I'm in.
I hear you.
When do they open?
Probably September sometime.
Perfect.
I'll tell you this. Me and Pat have talked about this a little behind the scenes, and I think we're on the same page about it.
Yeah.
I just need a sec. I just need a sec.
Yeah, you got till September. Yeah.
Take your time, but when you're ready, you let me know.
Yeah.
I'll be on the next plane.
Without a doubt. It'd be great. Right?
That's going to be great, yeah.
I think it would be.
We're going to be there. We're going to live podcast that thing. It's going to be great.
Because I also got to show New York, because I know how people operate in New York. Everybody in New York is going to be like, he brought his baby out on stage. He did all these rebuttals. Yeah. He didn't even, Eli outrode him. He had the better joke. I already know that. I already know that there's going to be
I don't think that's what people are saying right now. Man.
No.
Oh, for sure. People in New York are going to be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. So I want to come to New York. No baby, no gimmicks, no anything. I just want to bring the jokes on deck. I got jokes ready to go.
I don't think anyone. I would be surprised if anyone doubted your writing ability. I don't know. There are examples of that maybe, but I just don't see it with you. I don't think anyone. I would be surprised if anyone thought that. Honestly,
I can't wait for this rematch because that's gonna be the real. That's the nitty gritty. I mean, this was like Pat had mentioned before. It's like the All-Star game. This wasn't This was an exhibition game. I want that real shit.
This was fun, man. It was fun.
I want that WWE Raw. I want that WCW SmackDown.
WCW SmackDown.
I want that swagger back.
Women Cross Wednesday SmackDown.
I edited the last time we did the old podcast. Yeah. I edited your little call out thing to Keith Carey into the podcast. I don't know if you listened to the episode.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, this. At that moment, I said, "Oh, Eli is the ambassador of our sport." Because I was like, "What you bring to the sport makes it." I couldn't see it because I'm just stuck DJing in the fucking belly room. I'm like, God damn, can I go home? But when I saw what you did, and I was like, yo, this is really crazy. You're on some next level shit. And so that's why I was like, man, I was hoping you would be, I guess, more creative.
Sorry.
No.
They were creative.
Not with the jokes. Not the jokes, because the jokes is what they were. I just felt that you had such an aura about you last time I saw you. There was just like, you just felt bigger than what you were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't like... Is Comedy Central, if I record a promo of myself, going to use it?
I don't know.
I hammed it up in the interviews for them.
I didn't see that part. I played a character.
Okay. I played a character. Okay, that's my thing. When you do that
WWE thing, I think
the heel.
I don't think I was even the heel. That's the thing. I'm like, I don't know. Even in most of my promo videos, I'm pretty respectful to the opponent because I think it's stupid to shit on your opponent because it's bullshit. It's a lie. It's dishonest or something like that. I think you just want to hype. You want to hype the fight, but whatever.
Okay.
But no, I did some interviews with it. I came out to the entrance and all that.
I just wasn't around you. The only thing I saw was this guy said, "Oh, this dude is really nervous." And then I saw you, and I was like, "I don't know." But then you just throwing out some dead baby shit. People was getting kind of tight in there, so I could imagine that. But I respect your choice, man.
Yeah, thanks.
I respect your choice.
All right, Pat. Closing thoughts.
Shout out to my dead baby.
Did you name it though?
No, we
Braxton.
Hey, shout out to my son. My son killed it last night. He came out on camera. He wasn't freaked out. He wasn't crying. He was a little bit befuddled, I think, maybe.
Handsome kid.
But adorable kid. And I was glad I got to, coach. I was glad I got to hang out with my son. Sorry, coach.
And that was Eli Sayers and Pat Barker talking about their battle on season 3 of Roast Battle every Tuesday in August. Comedy Central. Jeff, who's going first?
Oh, boy, I think Connor should go first. Are you ready, Connor?
Yeah, buddy.
Last round of the evening. Make it loud! Last round. Let's roast!
Pat's wife is pregnant again. They conceived using artificial insemination because even his sperm swim with their shirts on.
Funny thing is, my wife had a miscarriage in 2014, but Connor's girlfriend had one in 2012, which means that even your dead kids are just opening acts for mine.
Uh, Pat's got a little bit of a spare tire. It goes to the bike. He was going to give his dead kid.
Connor is very cocky. He's got his head so far up his own ass, he could see the jizz his molester left in there.
Very important to note, he was not old enough to get hard enough to penetrate my tight virgin asshole. So for the viewers at home,
yeah, it was.
Just so you know. Anyway, a lot of people don't know, Pat's baby was actually also molested by rats in the dumpster. And here's the tragic thing. They actually could have saved Pat's baby, but he was using the forceps to get the last Pringle.
Thank you, every kid from every Sunny D commercial. I'm sorry, I shouldn't assume that you drink Sunny D. It's just between the molesting and the strap-on, it would be the only D that you haven't taken.
Fuck yes.
I mean, I'm standing. The left side doesn't like it. Left side's not into that shit.
All the people sitting over there are fat anyway.
Yeah. They're comfortable. Leave them alone. Like, they had the whole crowd except you guys, huh? Fuck, he's just fucking... You guys all together? What the fuck?
You gotta all give right. respect to the fact that these guys kept it interesting for three full rounds. That's really a great performance. You don't see a lot of three-round roasting anymore, Moses. Great, great job, you guys. Pat, you know, man, you really courage under fire tonight. Not only is your wife pregnant right now, but you dive into this, and it doesn't seem to faze you. You feel as fucking confident as when you walked out here tonight. So that was super funny, and great counterpunches by both of you tonight. Great, great roast battle.
That's textbook.
I'm going to hold my vote. I don't want to vote.
You only get standing ovations after your battles now.
I love it. Fuck. Me and Lou Veron.
Really? Oh, man. All right. All right. Go ahead. One of you guys judge.
I mean, that was incredible. Pat had a miscarriage rebuttal at one point during that. It was just an incredible technical battle. It seemed like the crowd was into it. A lot of stuff that was going on, but there was something about that sperm swimming with its shirt on joke that I just fell in love with from the beginning. And I give that joke of the night, and sort of that's how I like to judge this thing, is like by the joke that stands out to me the most. So I'm going to go with Connor on this round. Yeah, Connor.
Okay. All right. This is good.
That
I'm
is
go
what's
with Mo before I go to Jeff. Yeah,
that is what's great about this show. It's like you can go dirty, harsh, blue, and then just a cute joke about a fucking sperm with a shirt on makes everybody laugh just as hard. Pat, like Jeff was saying, did stay, you know, totally calm and collected, poised, probably like the doctor when you had to tell your wife that there was no heartbeat. And then he dropped that Connor way. Also had a miscarriage, which is fucking, that was weird.
You know how long I've been waiting to make dead baby jokes about somebody, guys?
I mean, I didn't even know you get pregnant from a strap-on. Yeah, I think fucking Pat was like Eminem and 8 Mile on that shit. He was just calm and fucking won that shit. So definitely Pat.
You've done this before, and you kind of battled him tonight. How do you feel, Mike?
I mean, I, you know, that was the best battle I've ever seen in this room. And the thing is, like, you did mostly molestation stuff. You did mostly dead baby stuff. And I was kind of like, all right, I want to hear more. But what I did like was there was like 9 jokes each on those topics, and you went to so many different places. And so there is a fucking creativity in that that I was blown away by. But I have to say, Pat just gained momentum. I mean, to me, it's pretty fucking dead even, but I would just say if we're going by the battle, then it's fucking dead even. But if we're going by the third round, I would say Pat. And round 2 and 3 is Pat, so Pat to me. But
I got one Connor. I got two Pat.
I think it's a skill. I think it's a skill of great roast battling to hold it together for three rounds. You know what? Mike's point about piling on, I'm usually against that, but you got him right back when you admitted right away that that's what was coming. So you played the room really well tonight, Connor. And it's like, Pat, you turned it around. You turned around the whole miscarriage thing. You didn't let it phase you. You knew you had a counterpunch that would drive it home. And I think methodically, you won this in the last two rounds. So you got my vote.
That's a W. Everybody, Pat Barker! Hug each other. Great work. Outstanding work. Thank you, Mo Mandel. Thank you, Mike Lawrence. Tony Hinchcliffe. Kill Tony every Monday here.
It's a good show.